Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, December 26, 2021, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are even here this morning is a demonstration of who and what you are. And we realize, sir, that all that we have and all that we are is because of your amazing grace. And we thank you, sir, that you have magnified your word over all of your name, and therefore the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So we are at point six now in the doctrine of human good, point six. And point six is the judgment of human good. The judgment of human good. All human good will be judged. All the human good produced by believers in Jesus Christ will be judged. All the human good produced by unbelievers will be judged by Jesus Christ. The human good of believers will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ, our evaluation following the resurrection of the church, the rapture. The judgment of all unbelievers' human good will be at the great white throne judgment. So let's note a couple of things. One, first of all, for all church-age believers, we are church-age believers. Church age began at Pentecost, concludes with the rapture. This is an intercalation, an interruption of the age of Israel. The age of Israel still has seven more years to go, which is the tribulation period. But at this intercalation took place for God to call out a royal family. He is calling out the royal family of God. The body of Christ, we're called the body of Christ here on earth. We are called the bride of Christ in heaven. And we will come back with Christ at the second advent for the wedding supper of the Lamb, 1,000 years millennial reign of Jesus Christ as he comes back and brings his bride with him. And we will be the bride that he brings back. So first of all, sub point one, for church age believers, all human good is judged at the end of the church age, following the rapture at the judgment seat of Christ. So everyone in here has produced human good. And hopefully most of you now are producing primarily divine good and glorifying God to the maximum as a result of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill, the result of the spirit-filled life, fulfilling the mandates, keep on being empowered and filled with the Spirit, walk by means of the Spirit, and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. This divine good produced by the Word of God that you have learned and believed and is in your heart, and that motivates you to produce divine good that honors and glorifies God to the maximum as you execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. But when you are out of fellowship with God. When you're out of fellowship with God, you turn your soul over to the old sin nature. Now the sin nature controls your life instead of God the Holy Spirit. And now you can produce sin from the area of weakness, human good from the area of strength. You're in the cosmic system, and that's full of good and evil there. So for church age believers, all human good is judged at the end of the church age at the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And it starts out in verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We must all. You can't call in and say, I'm sick today. I won't be at the judgment seat of Christ. We must all, every single one of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is the royal family of God following the rapture, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body. Whether agathos, and this is very important now, agathos, A-G-A-T-H-O-S, this is the word for that which is intrinsically good, divine good. And there will be, hopefully, you'll be standing there and have lots and lots of divine good production from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. That's intrinsically good, divine good. And then the next word is not bad. It's not the word bad, it's the word phalos. P-H-A-U-L-O-S. Phalos means worthless. Worthless. Useless. Human good. Dead word. Agathos is intrinsic good, divine good production in your life. Phalos is worthless, useless, human good production. And it'll all be evaluated at the judgment seat of Christ. Subpoint 2, the believer's human good is evaluated and burned. So all the human good we produce will be evaluated by Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, and human, it will be burned. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians 3, verse 11. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on this foundation, this is the production in your life after your salvation. After faith in Christ, you now live your life. You're either going to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills or the carnal, reversionistic life. But we're all living and building on the foundation of salvation through faith alone and Christ alone. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, precious stones. Gold, silver, precious stones, that's divine good production. That's the result of the filling of the Spirit, of metabolized doctrine in the heart, wisdom motivating you to produce divine good. So that's the gold, silver, and precious stone. And then you have wood, hay, and straw. Wood, hay, and straw is human good. Human good produced by your sin nature, human good produced from living in the cosmic system. Now, gold, silver, and precious stones, you can put that in fire and it still comes out and it's gold, silver, and precious stones. Wood, hay, and straw, you put that in fire and it's burned up. Wood, hay, and straw is burned up. The human good will be burned up. The gold, silver, and precious stones, divine good, will be the basis for crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. So if any man build, this is your life, after salvation, after faith in Christ, using gold, silver, precious stones, divine good production, wood, hay, straw, human good, dead works, his work will be shown for what it is. Because the day, our evaluation at the judgment seat of Christ, will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire. Fire will demonstrate whether it's human good or divine good. It will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test the quality of each man's work. The fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives gold, silver, precious stones, divine good production, he will receive his reward, crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. If it's burned up, wood, hay, and straw, human good, dead works, will be burned up. If it's burned up, he will suffer loss. He won't lose his salvation. But he himself will be saved. You can't lose your salvation. He will suffer loss of what? Loss of all crowns and rewards for eternity. But he himself will be saved. But only as one escaping through the flame. And every time I read this passage, I'm reminded, I was at a Bible conference. Pastor Thiem was teaching the Bible conference, and he taught this passage. And he said he knew a pilot that was serving and flying this plane, and it got shot up. The plane got shot up. And he was going to have to crash land. And in a forest, he's going to crash land this plane in a forest. And he knew this guy, and the plane's going down, going through the trees, and one wing's ripped off, another wing's ripped off, the tail portion came off, they landed on the ground, peeled off, everything came off except the cockpit, and he's sitting in there. Sitting with his face is burned, got singed black all over his face. He's alive, barely singed and burned. He got out, and then the colonel came over and he says, "That's how some of you are going to get into heaven." You're saved. That's about all we can say about you. You're saved. And whatever you produce in your life, it's worthless, it's useless. You won't lose your salvation, you'll be in heaven. But as one passing through fire, your eyebrows will be gone, your resurrection body. Your eyebrows will all be gone in your resurrection body. Hair in your head, if you're older, none of the hair in your nose and your ears, you know. You can always tell when you're getting older. You go to the barber, they spend more time on your eyebrows, your nose, and your ears than they do on the top of your head. Because you haven't got anything on top of your head anyway. Right, Charlie? So for the believer's human good is evaluated and burned. 1 Corinthians 3:11 to 15. 3. For all unbelievers, human good is the basis of their indictment and being cast into the lake of fire. For all unbelievers, human good is the basis of their indictment and being cast into the lake of fire. Turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne. Now this is deep point. That's why they call it a great white throne judgment. Jesus Christ is the judge. This is where every unbeliever in human history will be resurrected. This is the second resurrection. All believers are in the first resurrection. The second resurrection is for all unbelievers of human history. They're brought before Jesus Christ. They're brought before the great white throne. And him who was seated on it, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. And books, plural books were opened. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. Now, every member of the human race starts out in the book of life. For those who die physically and have not believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior, their name is blotted out of the book of life. At the great white throne, there will be books, plural, open with all of their human good dead works. And there will be the book of life. None of them are in the book of life. Why? They were. Every member of the human race starts out in the book of life. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God desires everyone to believe in Christ. But if you die physically, having not believed in Christ, your name's blotted out of the book of life. The dead were judged kata ta erga. That's the preposition kata, which means according to the Norman standard of something. According to the Norman standard of some, erga is the plural of ergon. Ergon is the word work. Work. Production. Deed. And so, kata, according to the norms and standards of their works. Notice what is not here. Hamartia. Hamartia is the word for sin. They're not judged according to the norms and standards of their sins. What happened to their sins? When Jesus Christ went to the cross, God the Father gathered up the sins of the whole world, poured them out on Christ, and judged them in Jesus Christ once and for all, for the whole world. Sins have been paid for by Christ. And that's the good news of the gospel. I remember I gave the gospel to my father again and again and again. And I remember my dad saying, "Well, I know I'm going to be in hell because I'm so bad and I've done so many things. I know I'm going to be in hell." I said, "Dad, you're halfway to heaven right now. You know you're a sinner and you know you need a Savior. And Jesus Christ, He paid the penalty for all those things that you think are so bad. And why you're going to be... Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all of them. And because He did, Dad, you have one foot in heaven right now. All you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. And you'll be in heaven forever and ever and ever." Well, my dad believed in Christ. He was the last one of the family. My mom was a believer. She married an unbeliever, which the Bible says don't do that. She said the Bible says don't marry an unbeliever. She did. There was a lot of friction there. But mom was a believer. I was the oldest son. I believed in Christ. I gave the gospel to my brother Don. He believed in Christ. Gave the gospel to my brother Mike. He believed in Christ. My brother Dave believed in Christ. My sister Judy believed in Christ. And the last of the Mohicans was Dad. And he believed in Jesus Christ. He believed in Christ. And he loved coming here. He loved coming here. He couldn't sit. At that time, we had those old blue chairs in here. Not these comfortable. See, these are so comfortable, you can fall asleep in here. Some of you do. That does. That's fine. I'll look at you. Well, you need to sleep worse than you need to hear Bible class. So okay. Dad would sit in the back room and listen. He loved coming here, and he loved. And it was so funny because when I first told my dad I was going to, that God, I knew what God had. Well, I knew what I was supposed to do for the rest of my life. I knew God gave me the gift of pastor teacher, and my dad bit through his pipe. Not one of those blankety blank blank preachers. I said, no, I'm not going to be one of those guys. That was his first reaction. After he believed in Christ and he would come here, he took me aside. He said, I am so glad. He says, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. And then he said, this world needs more people like you doing what you're doing right now. I said, well, I'll agree with that. We certainly need a lot of Bible teachers. But he totally changed 360 degrees, totally changed. The dead will be judged according to their works, according to the norms and standards of their works, which is recorded in the books, plural. The sea gave up the dead that were in it. The death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged. There we have it again. Kata ta erga. According to the norms and standards of the works that he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, and none of these people, there's no unbeliever, their names have been blotted out of the book of life. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So, for all unbelievers, human good is the basis of their indictment and being cast into the lake of fire. Point seven. The source of human good is the area of strength of the sin nature. The sin nature. Sin nature has an area of weakness that produces sins, has an area of strength, produces human good, but it all comes from the sin nature. The source of human good is the area of strength of the sin nature. Sub point one, all human good in history will be judged because it comes from the same source that personal sin comes from. The sin nature. All human good in history will be judged because it comes from the same source that personal sin comes from, namely the sin nature. Two, human good was not judged on the cross. Only the personal sins of the human race. They were all gathered up by God the Father. They were poured out on Christ on the cross. They were judged on the cross. Human good was not judged on the cross. Only the personal sins of the human race were imputed to Christ on the cross and judged. Our human good as believers is judged at the judgment seat of Christ, and the human good of unbelievers, the basis of their indictment and judgment and eternal condemnation in the lake of fire. Three, human good was not judged on the cross so that it could continue along with evil as the issue in the angelic conflict. Human good was not judged on the cross so that it could continue along with evil as the issue in the angelic conflict. And therefore, all human good was rejected at the cross. Four, human good continues because Satan still rules the world and will continue to rule the world until Jesus Christ comes back at the second advent. at which time he will be imprisoned, and Jesus Christ will rule planet Earth in the millennial kingdom, perfect environment. No, there will be world peace, no war, there will be no military, no Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard, there will be no military. Man won't even train for war because there will be world peace when the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, comes back at the second advent and rules planet Earth. So human good continues because Satan still rules the world until the second advent of Jesus Christ. It will continue, human good will continue in the millennial kingdom to prove that its source is the sin nature and not the presence of Satan. So human good will continue in the millennial kingdom to prove that its source is the sin nature and not the presence of Satan. 5. Human good is totally divorced from the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God. Totally divorced from the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God, therefore it never accomplishes what it seeks to accomplish. It never fulfills its objectives of improving anything. Human good is totally divorced from the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God. Therefore, it never accomplishes what it seeks to accomplish. In fact, point 6, human good is the worst enemy of humanity. The worst enemy of humanity. 7. Human good destroys our prosperity. It's happening in America right now. Human good destroys our prosperity and is the greatest enslaver of people. We see this right now. We're engulfed in Operation Socialism and liberalism, and we're witnessing the destruction of our nation. Eight, respectability does not mean that you have a relationship with God. Respectability does not mean that you have a relationship with God. This is a total lie and very evil. And there are a lot of unbelievers that are respectable. And everybody knows they're respectable, and tell them that they're respectable, and tell them how good they are and how wonderful they are. And a lot of Christians will look at them and say, oh, they gotta be saved. They're so nice and so good. But they're not saved. They're nice, yes. They're respectable, yes. They have a lot of human good production, but they have not believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior. I know a lot of you met Debbie's dad when he would come down. He was alive. He's the nicest man I ever met. I would rather spend time with Debbie's dad than with most Christians. Most Christians were pain. All different kinds of places. Up here, down here, and all kinds of places. I loved spending time with Debbie. He was a nice man, extremely respectable. Human good. And some of you met him. And some of you said, oh, he's saved. I know. No, he's not. Oh, I know he's saved. He's just really a nice man. No, he's not saved. He came to church. Well, so what? A lot of people have come to church here that are not saved. Just because you come to church doesn't mean you're saved. And Everywhere he went, people told him how good he was. And he was. Like I said, I would rather spend time with Bob than most Christians. But I knew he wasn't saved. And he always heard the gospel, heard the gospel, heard the gospel, heard the gospel every time he came here. That was one time you knew when Debbie's parents were here, because you got the gospel for the entire 2 hours. They would come on Sunday morning and you had 2 hours of gospel. And it broke Debbie's heart, because she loved her father very, very, very. She loved her mother too, but she was definitely Daddy's girl. Bob named all of his daughters by flowers, and Debbie was Sweet Pea. And she loved her dad very, very much. And she would come home and she would cry and say, "It just breaks my heart that my dad's going to be in the lake of fire, and I'm going to be in heaven, and he's going to be in the lake of fire, and I know he's going to be in the lake of fire, and and she would cry. I said, "I know, but I said, he's still living, so there's still hope." And we prayed every day. And he heard the gospel here straighter than he heard it anywhere. And right near the end of his life, he believed in Jesus Christ as the Savior. And Debbie's sister Lori called and said, "Dad wants to talk to you, and you're not going to believe what he has to say to you." And he said, "Debbie, I believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior." And then he said, "And I know it's not because of my good works. I know it's not because of my good works. It's because of what Christ did for me on the cross." And Debbie cried again, cried and cried and cried, this time because he's going to heaven. That's the thing about women. Women cry when somebody's going to hell. Women cry when somebody's going to heaven. They're always crying. That's what makes women so interesting. They're fascinating. Much more fun to be around than guys. Guys, they are ugly. They drink beer and they fart. I mean, you can't, you know. I would rather be around ladies than those people. So respectability does not mean that you have a relationship with God. That is a total lie and very evil. 9, respectability and human good works is not salvation. Respectability and human good works is not salvation. 10, salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.